You probably don't know the name Loreen Jones. She's a 75-year-old grandmother living in Northwest Philly, and she just finished coaching a high school basketball team that lost every game it played this season. You won't find many 75-year-olds on the sidelines, but Jones is much more than a coaching novelty. She's a local civil rights trailblazer who has carried on her fight decades after the spotlight drifted away. WHYY's Alvi Wolfman-Arendt tells us why.
Coaching the varsity girls basketball team at Martin Luther King High School in Northwest Philadelphia isn't easy. Just ask the varsity girls basketball team.
We were a really tough team. We had lots of anger issues. We've been in many altercations with each other.
That's ninth grader Amunique Watson. She and a lot of her teammates had barely played organized basketball before this season. That inexperience showed up just about as soon as her coach asked her to enter a game.
I ran right on the court, got the player, didn't even wait for the ref to blow the whistle to sub me in, just ran and got her, and we almost got a tech for it.
There were a lot of stories like that at the team's end-of-year banquet. They went 0-16. Still, the girls showed up, and so did Coach Lurleen Jones, wearing a ball cap tucked over her dyed red hair and toting trays of soul food. She admitted it wasn't an easy year.
But I just want you girls to know that I enjoyed every moment, even when I was fussing at you, because I know what basketball can do for you. I know where it can take you.
And she knows those lessons firsthand. Jones grew up in the Brewery Town neighborhood of North Philadelphia and played whatever sport she could at William Penn High School. But her girls' basketball experience in the early 1960s wasn't exactly big time. Jones played in a skirt, and there weren't varsity leagues.
It was official, unofficial. Okay? It wasn't like with the boys. You see, the boys had playoffs and championships, and girls didn't. We just played for the heck of it.
Jones kept playing basketball at college in Baltimore. She also took up civil rights causes and spent nearly a week in jail after trying to desegregate a local movie theater. She came back to Philly as a teacher and landed at University City High School after it opened in the early 1970s. The school needed a basketball coach.
We started the team. We looked cute. The first year, we went 0-13.
It was a temporary setback. Jones started recruiting at local middle schools. The team got better and better until it won the Philadelphia Public League Championship in 1978.
Bam! That's it. But the boys kept on playing.
Every year, the best boys teams from the public league would face off with the best boys teams from the Catholic school league. It was called the city title game, and it was a major Philly tradition that spanned decades and sports.
And the annual schoolboy championship game in Philadelphia is famous for its production of gridiron greats.
But there was no equivalent game for school girls. A girl named Yolanda Laney, the star of Jones's first championship team, kept asking her coach why.
Yolanda kept saying, "Why can't we play? Why can't we play?" I said, "I don't know, Yolanda, but I sure will find out."
She found out the school district was probably violating Title IX, the federal civil rights law that mandates equal sports opportunities for men and women. So Jones filed a complaint.
Against the same school district that gave me a check every 2 weeks. And, you know, I had to be out of my mind.
The public league knew it would lose the legal challenge. The Catholic League didn't want to participate in girls' title games. So the archdiocese went nuclear. It pulled out. And that meant there wouldn't be girls or boys title games.
They decided to take their marbles and go home.
Jones caught flack from coaches and fans alike. She got nasty letters, threats.
I was a pariah.
But she kept coaching. She stayed at University City and won 11 more public league championships. She retired in 2007. The city title game never returned, but there's been some closure. The Catholic schools eventually joined Pennsylvania's statewide sports association. That means Catholic and public leagues now meet often in state playoff games for boys and girls. The first of these games happened 10 years ago, and they'll happen again this week.
It's not so much of a victory as the right thing to do. It's the right thing to do.
Women's basketball has changed a lot since Jones played at William Penn High School for girls. There are more participants, fewer skirts. Some of Jones's former players have even gone pro. Yolanda Laney's daughter plays in the WNBA. But Jones isn't wired to see the progress. She'll still tell anyone in earshot that girl athletes don't get the respect or resources they deserve. And she refuses to pat herself on the back, even if you try really hard to show her how far girls' sports have come in her lifetime.
No, I mean, that's really not me. That's really not me. I mean, it's I keep telling you that, and I say this 10 times. Just do the right thing.
This season, the principal at Martin Luther King High asked if she'd come out of retirement. So why did Jones say yes? As always, she makes it seem simple.
I love coaching. I love teaching.
In some ways, Jones is back where she started, a fledgling girls' team at a public high school in Philadelphia. And it's hard to imagine her anywhere else. Avi Wolfman-Arendt, WHYY News.